George Osborne has delivered his first autumn statement to the House of Commons as a purely Conservative Chancellor. What could this mean for your business? Here's Ryan Newell from Phil Anderson Financial Services.
A couple of main points for the small businesses. He's announced that business rate relief will be extended by a year, so that's going to keep a little bit of money in small business owners. They also said that the digital tax is going to be introduced by the end of the decade. Again, a lot of small businesses are going to have to change their accountancy habits with that one. But then there's going to be a lot of digital things happening with small businesses, such as auto-enrolment coming in over the next few years. So a little bit more technology may be needed for some of these companies.
Bad news scenarios?
I suppose it's the cost involved in these things, John. If digital tax has to be done, that is going to save you money at the long term. No doubt there's going to be a little bit of spending in the initial outlay. Again, auto-enrolment, there may be a little spending in initial outlay, but if it's good for staff retention, then I'm sure businesses are going to buy into it wholeheartedly.
And in this part of the world, where what we tend to see just now are businesses cutting staff and cutting the things that they're doing, was there any light at the end of the tunnel there?
Nothing apart from the general census that the country is on the bounce back, how Britain is outperforming its local, its neighbours, you know, the France, Germany is. The British economy is growing faster than its neighbours, so that has to be good for every part of Britain.
Whatever your financial needs, whenever things change, the Chancellor's statement or your own circumstances, Phil Anderson Financial Services are here to help you. For finance, phone Phil or find philandersonfinancial.co.uk.